I did that one. Let's do.
Press your luck.
Let's do Heritage Building Maintenance, founded in the Midwest in 2011, provide quality, health-centric building maintenance. They believe the cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense in proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for their clients. They are certified partners in science-proven microbial control, the state-of-the-art protection to keep those environments safe and more healthy for their clients with touchpointing. It's not touchpointing, but spraying touch points with
doorknobs, handrails, things that are high volume.
Keyboards, mouses, all of those things to try to keep everything that you touch, and then you touch your eyes and your nose and your everywhere. It's not what we need to be doing. Once again, Heritage Building Maintenance couldn't do it without having great companies like that. All right. Okay, so let's do Coach of the Year so far, halfway.
Oh, man. I do like Sirianni with the Eagles. I mean, he's doing it right.
I'm torn. I'm torn between him and Daboll.
With
the Giants.
Yeah.
Because that's not a good team.
The cat from... Yeah, I'm sorry. I was listening to the Joe Madden interview, so I'm using words like man and cat. The dude from the Jets. Sorry.
Robert Saleh.
Well, yes. I don't know. I mean, if he keeps doing what he's
doing... Keeping lists! I got my lists!
Yeah, but I mean, if he keeps doing what... I mean, there wasn't a lot of hope. I mean, for them to do what they're doing.
You think about... And you said... And I don't know what to think, and I'm not a Green Bay Packer fan.
Right.
But when you look at the Green Bay Packers, went to London, I get you, okay, you went to London, but you're the Green Bay Packers, and you lose to the New York Giants. And then you come home and you go, okay, we got to get right here, so let's get right. And you get demolished. I mean, they beat Aaron Rodgers up
right.
with the New York Jets. Those two things, if we'd have sat in here at the start of the season and said, that the Green Bay Packers would lose back-to-back games to the two New York teams, you'd have went, yeah, no.
Right. I mean, that's...
Pretty crazy.
It is crazy. But, I mean, it's... And now you listen to the verbiage of Aaron Rodgers is keep it... You know, last time it was relax. He spelled out the word relax. You know, it's early on. Yes, dear. LaFleur, for sure, she says, Coach of the Year. But it... the thing about Aaron right now is now his buzzwords for this year are we need to keep this simple. In other words, he's trying to talk down to his receivers of we can't get it too complex. I just have to get them. You know, it's his team to orchestrate what he wants to do.
And all that is really awesome when you're winning.
When
you're
exactly.
losing. It doesn't work
if you wear a white fur coat, you're eccentric. If you lose, they make fun of you. So,
yeah,
Joe Namath reference.
There you go.
For the older crowd.
Yeah, and you know what? And he and Joe Namath was awesome about that.
All right, so, but to finish our surprise team, disappointment team, surprise player, disappointing player, I was same thing with you. With my surprise player is Jalen Hurts.
Yes, I had no idea that he could – control the game like he is.
He is consistently playing mistake free.
Yes.
That's the deal. Yes. He's not giving up the open look. He's not giving up the unneeded pressured interception. He's not fumbling the ball, these different things.
A lot of talent there.
A lot of it. So to come down to it, MVP right now is obvious. Comes down to three people: Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. And
Josh Allen 5-1, Patrick Mahomes 4-2, Jalen Hurts 6-0.
If I had to go, who do I want to ride? I would probably ride with Josh Allen because I just think that's a really good team. Philadelphia hasn't played the teams that Buffalo's played yet.
Okay, well define your question. Who's the MVP now for
right.
me?
Would
Jalen Hurts? Would who probably, do I think it's going to
because
be?
Because he's 6-0, and I get that, but. I don't think the NFC is very good, which is, I don't know. It's going to be curious, and I don't know if, but those are the three. And yes, Josh Allen came into Kansas City and beat Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
Once again, they had four. It's the same thing with my. They had four defensive backs that got hurt in that game. I don't know if you're going to keep beating Pat Mahomes all the time. I don't know. But it's fun to watch them. Jalen Hurts doesn't fit into their category yet, but what he's done for the first six games,
right.
I get.
You said
he's never going to be those two.
As
guys.
Of right now, who's your front runner?
That's
where you went on this. Do I think that there's going to be more breakout surprise? And I think we could see a team that is 3-3 right now, or even 4-2, go on a slide. Because and we'll get into this, but I mean, just looking at the divisions and the NFC East to look, go. I had no idea that the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be like this. Cowboys could make a run.
Yeah,
I mean, it's we don't know what's going to happen when Dak comes back. There is talent on that team.
There's a ton of talent on that team.
Are they going to dumb down the offense like they did for Cooper Rush? And are they going to? We talked about this off the air. Are they going to? If they were to do that and let it build back up as an offense instead of trying to throw it straight back into being the offense that they used to have. I mean, I don't know. But, I mean, to look at, do I think the Green Bay Packers at 3-3 and the Minnesota Vikings at 5-1, do I think that Minnesota is going to walk away from Green Bay? No. You still do have Aaron Rodgers.
I do. And here would be the other reasons that I think that, and I think why Philadelphia is when you look at records by division. So the division that Philadelphia is in, Philadelphia, Dallas, New York, and Washington, yep, they're 17-7. The San Francisco 49ers, Seattle Seahawks, LA Rams, Arizona Cardinals are 11-13.
Yep.
The Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, Chicago Bears, Minnesota Vikings are 11-12. And the Saints, the Patriots, the Buccaneers, the Falcons, and the Panthers are 9-15. There's some winnable games if you're playing over on that side.
Right.
And when you go to the AFC, the Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, New England, the Jets, it's 15-9. Mm-hmm. Kansas City, Denver, Las Vegas and Los Angeles are 11-12. Pittsburgh, the Ravens, the Bengals, the Browns are 10-14, and the Colts and the Panthers and the Titans and the Texans are 9-11-2. So when you're looking at Buffalo, and before Tua got hurt, you were looking at Miami, and you're looking at Philadelphia or Dallas. But since they just beat Dallas, when they play in division, it's going to be tough. Now they get the Commanders, which makes it a little easier because that's a train wreck that's only going to get worse. But it's just funny how.
Oh, trust me, I like looking at the AFC East. It is the only division right now that doesn't have. I mean, they're either 500 or above.
Right.
There's not a losing record in that division.
Yeah, and the 500 is Miami. And they wouldn't be 500 if they'd have had their quarterback the whole time.
Are
they
500? Yeah, they're 3-3. New England's 3-3.
See, now I think New England just hit their, they hit their bottom part. I mean, they're in their bottom part of their schedule, being that they weren't.
What, you're not ordering your Zappy jersey?
No.
All right.
They'll let those go until they play a good defense and see how that. They're going to go back. They're going to go back to Mac. To Mac Jones. I mean, so, I don't think that's
let's talk about the record of the Eagles one more time. The undefeated 6-0 Eagles. You know what this is the 50-year anniversary of, don't you?
No.
1972, the undefeated season.
Yes.
Okay, and just to put it out there, yes, because you call me a Dolphin fan, I am not that guy. That was a long time ago. I don't keep my Wranglers from when I was line dancing that had a 31 waist saying, this is who I used to be. 72 was a long time ago.
Still the same.
Gray. But the fact that happened is cool. Things were different. The game was different. Yes, the whole they're making patches of the 50 years. So when and if Eagles do lose, there's going to be patches on their jerseys. I'm like, yeah, I get it.
I'm not going to lie.
A long time ago.
I loved watching the Dolphins back then. I was a huge Larry Zonka fan. Paul Warfield. Bob Greasy, all those guys. I get a little tired of them.
Zonk and kick.
Giving a crap if somebody goes undefeated. It's
popping the champagne.
It's so different now. The game's,
think about it though, dude.
The game's so different.
50 years.
I know. Isn't that crazy that it hasn't
happened?
That
is pretty crazy.
It's funny. And to be really honest, they dominated that season. So I don't know. It's, you know, the funny thing when you look at the NFL right now, and I think that Commissioner Goodell would go, you know what, I kind of like this, but there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. So how many teams are there? There are 28 teams.
32 teams.
32 teams. So those are 13 teams out of 32 have a plus on the differential side for points. There's a lot of bad football being played in the NFL right now. And
okay, do you say bad or do you say competitive to the point?
No, I say bad. There's some bad. When you look at the Denver, I mean, seriously, I'll go down through these. Watching the Cleveland Browns right now, I get Deshaun Watson's going to be back. It's painful to watch them play offense. It's painful to watch the Pittsburgh Steelers play offense. The Tennessee Titans are 3-2. It's painful to watch them play. The Colts, painful. Jacksonville is actually fun. They just went through a train wreck. And the fact that they're 2-4, and they are one of the, they're plus 24. It's the only one in that division that's plus, and they have people above them. I mean, watching the Chiefs.
So Buffalo, Kansas City was a pretty good game to watch.
Oh, my God. Watching the Chargers right now, I would have fired that. You know how I feel about that. I'd have fired that guy last year when he did what he did. Mm-hmm. That is killing a team that has one of the best quarterbacks in the league. The Broncos
still that overtime field goal won me some money, so I'm okay with it.
The Raiders are painful to watch. The Eagles are fun to watch. The Giants are fun to watch. The Cowboys are fun to watch. The Commanders, nobody wants to watch because until they get rid of the ogre, and that was my nice word to use for him.
I know.
The greatest thing that happened this week was you had at least one. Jim Irsay said, yeah, I don't care what he has on people. Get him out of here.
Right.
You got to do something because that's some bad stuff.
The owner of the Commanders.
Yep. And I know that your family is Packer fans. And I'm not going to blame. If you said, Steen, tell me the reason the Green Bay Packers are 3-3, their defense that's supposed to be the best defense in the league can't stop anybody. They let Breece Hall run all over them. They never used to do that.
Right. Well, don't take away from Breece Hall, though.
No, I'm just saying, but that's not the Green Bay Packers. I mean,
what happened in London was a little.
That is their defense can't stop anybody.
Yes.
It is crazy that you're saying that. And then the Bears are unwatchable.
I just pulled up the remaining schedule for the Eagles, and it's favorable to them.
Right, like to what?
Not to run it, but
they
I mean,
be
it's
13-0.
Pittsburgh, Houston, Washington,
win, Indy,
Green Bay,
at Philadelphia, win,
Tennessee,
win,
New York Giants,
where?
At Giants.
Mm-hmm. That could be their first one.
At Chicago.
Win.
At Dallas.
Tougher. And go back. I'll give you another one. Tennessee might be the first team to beat them. Just because. Just because of how they play. And it's at Tennessee?
No.
Oh, if it's in Philadelphia, then no way.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
So you've got at Dallas.
Dallas.
New Orleans. Saints at Philly.
That's a win.
Giants at.
And who knows? Philly.
See, I mean, you look at this, and is it going to be?
If they stay healthy, there's not one game on there that they're not going to be favored in. Maybe Dallas at Dallas, they might not be favored.
Yeah, we'll see.
Isn't that crazy? For the Philadelphia Eagles, of all, and man, they can run the ball, they throw the ball, they have tight ends, they have toughness, they have a kicker, they have everything. I mean, it is. Wow.
Okay, and you're going to think I'm crazy, but this is seriously off of BetMGM when I went and looked at it. You've got the Giants versus the Jaguars at the Jaguars. Who's favored in that game?
At the Jags? And the Giants are going there?
Yeah.
I would probably, if I'm BetMGM, I've got the Jags favored.
Jags by 3?
Yeah. That's home field, and that's trying to get New York money.
We'll get into that because we've got the whole breakdown of everything. The one for me tonight is I'm looking forward to tonight's game. Now, obviously, my son is a Saints fan. But to look at this game, because you've got Arizona by 3. Okay. It's at Arizona.
If they'd have fired their coach today, I'd take the Cardinals.
Exactly. But they didn't.
They didn't.
Okay. So I'm taking the Saints spread.
And I'm
over under is 43.5. I'm taking the under.
Ooh. I don't know if
it's not going to be a scoring fest.
Well, neither defense is good.
And
who's quarterbacking for the Saints tonight?
It's not about the quarterback. It's about Olave getting a touchdown. That's what it's about.
Andy Dalton.
Oh, Ed, talk to Drew. Who's
favored?
Arizona by 3 because it's at Arizona.
Because it's at Arizona. See, that's
Saints
just trying to
spread the prime, under Olave anytime
prime
touchdown.
Time games.
$10 gets you 100.
Andy Dalton.
Boom, bet your house.
0-11. The Red Raider.
So you're Red Rocket. So you're saying that statistically, there's a very good chance that he's going to get the win tonight.
This is what I'm saying is I'm tired of hearing a bunch of ESPN and Fox and all these guys bashing on Kyler Murray. If I was 12 other teams in this league and you could start with the Saints and you could, there's a ton of them. If I could have that kid and actually give him in that game, there were 4 different times that Kyler Murray ran 27 yards behind the line of scrimmage, trying to get away from people before he could actually throw the football.
Right.
It's horrific. I mean,
don't you think there's some behind the curtain issues with him though?
No, I think there's behind the curtain issues with Cliff Kingsbury and the Arizona Cardinals.
All right.
Arizona Cardinals have been good for 1 year. And what year was that? Kurt Warner out of nowhere comes
right,
there.
Exactly.
And it's because it was Kurt Warner. I don't know. I'm not a big I think Cliff Kingsbury looks really cool in his house sitting back, but where he should have been was in the war room making sure they're picking people that he wants, but
I know,
styling and profiling.
Saints covering spread tonight, that's all I'm saying.
You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We'll be back right after this break.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700 to Steen on Sports. Join the conversation on Twitter at Steen on Sports. 1700, the champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, welcome to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott on this Thursday. What are we in? 20. Say the 20th. 10-20-22.
10-20-22. Yeah.
Wow. It's October 20th already. Now we're almost to November.
I'm going to get a couple more days for my wife's birthday. Don't let me down, Amazon.
And there you go. Scott there. I'm here. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Scenon Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Facebook is at 1700 The Champ as well. Saints Cardinals tonight. We'll pick that game here in just a second. You and I and Missouri State this weekend. Chiefs, 49ers, that's a 3:20 game on Sunday. Steelers, Dolphins is the night game. And, the Bears and the Patriots are the Monday night game. So
Shoo-cha.
We got all those. Okay, so we got some things to talk about, so we'll hit that one. I got to do a sponsor.
For the segment.
Sponsor.
Where you want to go? Woodman Controls.
Woodman Controls. There we go. Top-notch building control company making it easier to manage your automated systems from your preferred computer device. Go to Woodman Controls right now at woodmancontrols.com. It's a growing company. It's an up-and-coming company, and the program is amazing, and what they do is amazing. They have openings in business development, project management, field technicians, service technicians, 515-964-0904. They make my life easier.
And they're looking for people.
Always. And it's a great company, and you'll have fun, and it's just one of those, it's an up-and-coming company with top-notch. I mean, the people they have working there are really, really good. So.
I didn't, until I just saw it in black and white here, I didn't realize that it was Buffalo, Los Angeles, Minnesota, and Philly were all the bye week.
Yes.
I knew it was Philly. I wasn't aware it was Buffalo. Okay.
Yep. They get a week off.
Yep.
Iowa State women.
Iowa State.
Volleyball.
Well, yeah. I mean, good heavens.
beat Texas.
Beat number one Texas.
They haven't been beaten in a while either.
And it was a battle. The first set went to Texas, 25-18. Second set went to Iowa State, 27-25. Back to Texas, 25-12. Fourth set, 27-25 again. Last set, 15-10, Iowa State. That's a battle, dude.
It is.
But that's, I mean, just to see the footage, the pictures, the melee on the floor afterwards, that there was a lot of buzz there last night. As much as there's going to be a lot of buzz all year long in Hilton Coliseum with the women's basketball team.
Men's basketball team's going to be, I think they're going to be okay.
Yep. TJ's got a thing going on there.
It just happens to be that there's some really, really good teams in the Big 12 as well. That's one of those things. So when
it's a 10-team brawl, dude,
it is. We always, and I wish there are times, and I know they have an agenda. So that's why I stop from saying some of the things that I do. But your Foxes and your ESPNs, CBS not so much. That's why I like listening to CBS. I like being a part of the CBS family. Because
wow, are they watching us? Oh wait, we have microphones. That's right. Good job, Eddie. Good job, Eddie.
The others, they have an agenda, and their agenda is hidden, and they want to do as much to promote the Big Ten and the SEC. The SEC first for ESPN.
Right.
But they just paid a lot of money, too. I think that some of this stuff is going to change, though, because it's not enough just to have football money. Because there gets a point, one of these days, what's a bigger chance? Something happening in a basketball game or something happening in a football game that makes everybody go, ooh, man, we got to change some stuff in football.
Right.
So if you throw all your eggs, that's why, and I guess why I'm saying this is the Big 12, Brett Yormark, our commissioner from Jay-Z.
I think, because I'm like, wait a minute, I think you read the same thing I did earlier today about
they may have a television deal. Is it going to be Big Ten money television deal? No, because we don't have any East Coast markets.
Right.
So, but is it going to be, he's getting it early. The Pac-12 is not getting theirs early. They've already ran out of their negotiating time to negotiate early. If he gets that signed, then I think you're going to see more things happen with the Big 12. I think we're going to solidify our groupings.
And I know I'm probably talking out of my ear right now on this one, but I would have sworn he was doing stuff with XM as well.
Yeah,
he's
doing it with everything. He'd do Amazon,
or Sirius XM, or, yeah,
yeah,
exactly.
He's doing anything that he can to
get the voice out to the people.
Right, and he wants to. He knows that he can't compete with SEC and the Big Ten. Here's the other part that he does know in football. Yes, maybe I can't compete with 1, 2, 3, 4. And maybe I can't compete in the SEC with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Right.
But I could dominate everything else down, because I think the Big 12, and they're showing it this year, from 1 to wherever they go, especially with the 4 they're bringing in.
Right.
We have no weakness in football. We have no weakness in basketball. So I'm thinking he's at a win-win. I'm hoping I'm right, but you never know.
Well, but it's like looking at your three children. Your Big Ten, you know, it's each one of them is different. You've got big brother, little brother, the middle child, if you will.
Big Ten's always been heavy, top heavy.
But it's gonna,
always
it's,
been top heavy.
But you got to also look at it from the Big 12 standpoint. They are bettering the deal that they could have had.
Right.
That they're bettering themselves. So let's keep going down that path.
Right. And the Big Ten signed a huge deal. And I said before, nobody bashed Kevin Warren more than I did. And he's come back with suckers and lollipops. I mean, who thought he was going to get that deal? And it worked out really well. So
did you just mean to do the rainbows and lollipops reference?
I couldn't remember.
Rainbows, lollipops.
Yeah.
And my kids
if Jim would have been here, she would have had that right away. Boom. It would have just came.
Check that one off on my list.
Right. Yeah, it was there. It just didn't click.
So
quick
let's
enough.
Go down through. Okay. We've banged out.
I've got one more.
All right.
I just pulled my headset off here.
There you are.
Sorry about that. There's a little bit of a social media war going on, and I need to try to stop it, because once again, people need to take my stance on some of this sometimes.
And I don't know this, so I can separate myself from you.
And I don't know how I ever got to where I'm at, because I didn't used to be this way. When something happens at a school with a student athlete, you can't go on social media and bash the student athlete. Tyrese Hunter is getting some not so much love from Iowa State fans, because I think everybody's trying to figure out why Tyrese Hunter left. I don't know how big an NIL deal he got. No one's going
to
ever say.
It had nothing to do with NIL.
I don't think so either. I think he wanted to go somewhere that I think that he thought his brand could be bigger. And I don't know all the reasons. And that's okay. He's gone. Would he have made us if Tyrese Hunter was on campus right now, Iowa State has a really good chance of being a top. They're easily a top 10 team, if not a top 5 team.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, there were also times last year that Tyrese Hunter struggled.
Yes.
And that happens with everybody in college most of the time.
Oh, you're just saying that because he left?
No, I'm okay with him leaving. I'm not okay with people going on social media calling him a traitor and blah, 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 blah. And I'm also not okay with Tyrese Hunter, because here's my other thing that I will say to that. I'm here backing you, but don't come back. Don't come back at the fans. Just ignore him. And I know it's hard to ignore. Well, I have a hard time.
Okay, is someone going after him physically to ruin his name, to ruin his family, or is this playful competitiveness of, man, I hope you fall flat on your face because you left us, so that's going to let him try to beat us, we're hoping to beat him?
I think it got more negative than that, and I don't like that, but there's nothing you can do about that. Listen, and here's the other thing that I would say about that, and I don't know TJ really, really well, but I know TJ well enough. And it would be the same if I was a high school or a college coach.
Right.
Centers would love me. Power forwards would love me. Small forwards would love me. Shooting guards would love me. Point guards would hate me because I was a point guard. And I know how I want my point guards to play.
Right.
TJ knows how he wants his point guards to play. And he would be much happier if his point guards were defending, stealing, and assisting. And, you know,
I think TJ's a pretty special guy.
I do too. I think he's a special guy just because he's already let us know what he wants.
Well,
and unlike Fred,
we haven't said it for a long time. 2 wins, 222 wins.
Right. And with less people than what the person
with no expectations, with no expectations, scores in the 40s, and
dude,
defense like we've never
seen.
Remember
when the four of us went up? That was the first game.
And we also saw that crew. It was Alabama, Fullerton, whatever that was. But, I mean, it was.
You're like, wow, this is going to be a long season.
No, the fact there was, 1,100 fouls? The game was 7.5 hours long or whatever? That was the worst crew in the world that we saw during that game.
It was not.
But look, if there was something that didn't click, because TJ would have been in his dorm room, at his house, with his family. If you buy into me as a coach, I'm buying into you as
I think people are just
my arms are around
Texas.
You.
Yeah. If he went to Michigan,
if he would have went to Iowa, we'd be hearing about it.
Probably.
Right?
Yeah.
It's the same. To me, it's a playful banter.
If I was a point guard, I wouldn't go to Iowa either.
No, but to me, it's a playful banter.
Yes.
Okay?
I hope he
turns the ball over 3 times as many times as he did when he was at Iowa State.
Yeah.
I hope that he's not the spark for the game that we were hoping that he was all the time at Iowa State. But he's also wanting to show, hey, look, I went to a team, and because of me on this team, I am going to be better. I don't think he is.
I don't think he is either, except for the fact that I do like Chris Beard, but I don't think he's going to be better because
there's something more. We're not. We don't know everything, dude.
Right? No, we don't. We don't. And I understand that. And here was my thought process on it as well. I have some buddies out there that are probably listening. I've been a Taman Lipsey fan since he was in eighth grade, and I watched him play. I coached against him, and I'm like, man, I'm glad I don't have to coach against him when he gets older, because he was just different. Mm-hmm. And he literally doesn't care what his stat line is as long as they win. And the person that he's guarding is going to wake up the next morning and go, I hurt. and that's what right. this team's going to be. And so I was – now, if – help me out. Our AJ – if AJ Green
– would have come down from you and I?
Then it would have been a no-brainer. And I'm like, Tyrese, love you to death, but this dude – but so we don't have
believe
that.
Believe in TJ.
Yeah,
he's got another round for the chamber, dude.
That's what I'm there, and I'm in there because, and I said this the other day on the show, is that everybody that's at Iowa State right now wants to be at Iowa State and never wants to leave.
Right. My expectation is not that we were Sweet 16, therefore this next year we have to be Elite Eight or we failed. No. It's I want to know the names. I want to watch the games. I want to see this style of ball infuriate everyone they play,
and wait until you get four athletes that are coming in next year and see what that's going to
exactly
look like. And that's the key. And you got some holdovers that came back. I will tell you right now that I think Gabe is going to be much better. I think Robert Jones is going to be much better, and I think their regular season could be the same. I just don't know if they can catch that lightning in the bottle that they did to get where they got to.
Right.
But I hope so. But I think they're going
to
be.
Say, all right, regular season, all they got to do is get their 20 wins and they'll get. It's the Big 12 is going to be a log jam, dude.
It is. And it only gets worse, because when you think about that, then you bring in Utah and you bring in Houston and you bring in Cincinnati.
Yeah,
and even Central Florida, they'll get there, because now they're not going to be where they were. They're going to be in the Big 12, so that helps recruiting.
And those four names, those are good teams.
They're very good teams, and I think we're going to be surprised. But the key is that you have people that want to be there, and I think that is the key. And I think that makes up for everything else.
Okay. With that being said, I'm super stoked for the Hawkeyes. I think the men's basketball season is there is a big old bar set for that team.
I think they're going to be really, really good. I think it's going to be the same. I think they're going to, number one, they have to stay healthy. Chris Murray can't get hurt, right, and Patrick McCaffrey can't get hurt. If those two things happen, then I don't know where you get points.
I'm excited to watch Chris Murray play, because he's going to be different than Keegan.
He is. It's different. He's not going to give you 30 and 12. He's going to give you
22 and 15
and six blocks, and
right,
it's going to come in a different way, and all of those things.
Exactly. Again, looking forward to it.
I mean, I said this.
Iowa State women, Iowa men's basketball. I mean, this is going to be a fun winter.
It's going to be incredible. And you have all three, UNI wrestling, Iowa State wrestling, off the charts.
Yep.
It's incredible what we're going to have here. You're listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We only got one segment left. Where did the time go? We'll be back right after this break. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM and 1700 Champ AM.
101.3 FM and 1700 The City. It's Steve on Sports. 1700 The Champ. Real sports talk for real sports fans.
That's Muse.
Yeah, this is one of my
favorites. Not the Miz, it's the Muse.
I'm doing this for a year. I'm trying to figure out, what's our last intro song?
You are listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steve and Scott. We're coming to you live on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM. Bless you.
Recorded here.
Facebook is at 1700 The Champ. At 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, at Scott Brower underscore 13, and at Happy Hour underscore SS. Saints Cardinals tonight at 6:30. You get a little bit of Zach Gelb. Want to thank sponsors of the show: Iowa Cubs, Woodman Controls, Northwest Bank, Palmer Group, DeMoss, Heritage Building Maintenance, Come and Go, BetMGM. Game tonight. What is
Saints and Cardinals?
What is the
MLB game?
Bread. No, on the football game.
3 points Arizona.
And over under is
43.5. Under. Did you hear what I said? Saints cover the spread. Take the under. Olave, anytime touchdown, $10 get you 100. Bet MGM.
There you go. There you heard it. You heard it from him.
It's easy, dude.
You heard it from
It's like you 6-0 with the NBA.
Right. Which isn't
your hands had to be shaking. You were waiting so long for them.
No. And good games coming up later tonight as well. I'm getting there right here.
I am
Bucks 76ers and Clippers Lakers tonight.
And this is the fun part with I didn't get into the NBA until at the end of the year last. Now I started. Catching game stuff like that, and
it's fun. It's fun.
I was watching Niang, relating to the ones that I,
it's fun.
It is.
Tyrese Halliburton was amazing the other night. He's such a good player.
We have got to make sure we go down to Wells Fargo and see Garza.
Yes,
so that's gonna be some good stuff.
I totally agree with that. I've seen this quote a whole bunch, and I thought about you. I thought about myself in a lot of this. So it hits home because I get it. Working hard for something that you don't care about is called stress. Working hard for something you love is called passion.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Sure.
Right?
Why am I so stressed when I come in here then, Gary?
You should love this. This is easy.
Excuse me, Steen.
This is easy peasy, man.
It is a good time.
I do that all the time.
It is a good
time. I say that. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. They go, well, that's cool. Yeah, I don't remember here. Yeah, Gary? And I'm like, yeah, Gary. Oh, no. I'm Steen on the radio. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I'm Steen in most places out there. Okay. A little poo-pourri.
Unless it's your wife, then it's, damn it, Gary.
that is the correct one there. You are right.
And by the way, almost got to the end. Hi, Nana. Hi, DJ.
Yep. I'm sorry. It has been crazy today.
Funny how thinking of scolding you made me remember Nana.
Yes. I don't like getting scolded by Nana.
So you comfortable about the Yankees and Padres tonight?
No, it's Yankees and Astros.
Excuse me, Astros. Look at my note.
No, I think the Astros are going to probably sweep, and I hate it.
Padres, Phillies.
We struggle. You know, we build teams to a certain way, and that works great until you play someone like the Astros. That, I mean, they struck out 17 times last night. 17 times. You can't win a baseball game doing that. You just can't. So I don't know.
What do you feel on Padres Phillies? Do you think Padres are too strong?
Yes, I think they have too much pitching.
I agree,
and that's going to be a really good series because it'll be fun to see. I think it's going to be the Padres Astros, and I think the Padres are going to win. I really do. And they're
Padres Astros. Padres would beat the Astros.
I think so.
Just because of their pitching. Yeah, they've got a lot of good pitching.
Because I think they have a lot of good pitching, too, and I think the Padres can score more. They just have more weapons than the Astros do. And then the talk turns right away. The minute the Astros beat the Yankees is, what do you do with Aaron Judge? You got to pay him a lot of money. I mean, you got to pay him $50 million a year. That's a lot of money.
I'm just going to say, he would love Wrigley Field.
Yeah, he would. Short porch. I think if I'm Aaron Judge and I'm not going to play for the Yankees, I don't want to play for anybody in the American League. I'd want to go to the National League, but then you got to play all the time too. I mean, you could DH him in the American League, but well, I guess you can DH him in the National League now. What am I thinking?
Right.
It's the same.
Okay. Talk about your other fancy boys, if you will, on the Yankees.
Rizzo
going to be around next year?
If Aaron Judge is, I think Rizzo is. I think Rizzo likes playing with Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. It's nice.
Giancarlo, I always want to say Giancarlo.
Giancarlo Stanton. Yes. The Yankees have a lot of young stars, and Aaron Judge happens to be one of those. I don't think they let him go, but that's a lot of money.
I hate the fact Justin Turner isn't still playing because I loved watching him through the playoffs.
Yeah, he is. It's one of those guys that is fun to watch. And who's their so Justin Turner's the red beard guy,
yep,
right?
Red beard.
Who's their he's my favorite player to watch stealing bases and sliding. Who slides by and taps the?
Oh, I know. You're talking about. Somebody will text us. But I know who you're talking about.
Yep, I love that guy too. That is my favorite. That is
I'm actually
Corey Seager. Is
there
that
you
who
go.
It is? Yeah. I think. I'm not for sure. But he slides. He's the best slider in baseball, man. He makes it look cool.
And I know my buddy Jeff, his Guardians, not making it past. He was he called me one day and said, "Hey, you want to talk Guardians baseball?" I'm like, "Now?"
No. That's difficult. It's a difficult thing for Cleveland to do because I don't know if raising payroll for them makes them win more games. You know, that's the difficult part. And that's where you have to be now, right? The Mets are well over $100 million. The Dodgers are well over $100 million. The Yankees are well over $100
million. Right. Now we're talking about small market teams again.
Yeah. So
how do they compete?
And once again, the Cardinals were there. That's usually the team that saves the small market, right?
Right.
Even though it's not a huge small market, but I don't know how you compete against and the next one, whoever sells the next team, and when the Commanders are gonna take that team away from him, Bezos is gonna bid on that, and he's gonna mm-hmm. bid on the next baseball team,
mm-hmm.
and he's got more money than all those guys do, so. That it's interesting to see where baseball goes, and it's interesting to say, okay, because this year you can go on both sides because they're all here. There's teams that had hitting, there's teams that had pitching and defense, and they all made it. But then what you saw last night is a pitcher can dominate a team that hits a lot of home runs, and just through the way Philadelphia, they had a couple of guys get hot. I mean, who would have thought if Aaron Judge doesn't have his crazy year, Kyle Schwarber would have had the best year of anybody this year. Mm-hmm. Who had that at the beginning of the year?
He's been pretty consistent. Right. I didn't have it.
But
I
not,
didn't.
Not no. mid-40s.
Right.
I mean, that. I mean, it. He's just a cool dude, too.
Yeah,
I mean, you had two. Because Aaron Judge.
Wait, Aaron Judge is a cool dude or Schwarber?
No, both. Yeah. Name somebody that's going to say a bad thing about Aaron Judge. Number one, I don't think he speaks very much. He's 6'8".
Big.
Exactly.
He's 6'7".
6'8".
I was going to say, I thought he was at least 6'8".
I mean, it is crazy how big. When he ducks to get into the dugouts, of yours, like, what are you excited that NBA is going on? I know Andrew's excited. Andrew's trying to figure out a time he can get back in.
Oh, here. Absolutely, dude.
It was fun to watch last night.
I tried. I didn't because I chose and made a conscious choice to go read opposed to sit in front of the magic box. But I do want to watch some Milwaukee games.
I do too. Giannis. You have to watch him. He is. It is so cool right now that three of the top six players in the league are foreign players, Jokic, right. Doncic, and Giannis.
What was the one I heard about too, about the NBA? Threw the punch.
Embiid.
No, threw the punch with the Warriors. Anyway.
Oh, Draymond Green.
Draymond Green was laughing and hugging with LeBron or whatever, and everybody's up in arms. He's like, you guys are on opposite teams. You should be, you know, this. And they're like, it's the first game.
Yeah, that's not going to be.
These guys have known each other forever.
That's not an issue. And it's no different if Steph would have went over there. People just want to bash on Draymond. And this is what I'll say about Draymond. Draymond on my Warriors, love him. Draymond on another team, hate him.
Exactly. Gonna make it to the playoffs. You want yourself some Draymond?
Yeah, he's
the muscle.
It was the reason that Michael Jordan got to play the way Michael Jordan did because if somebody did something to him, Dennis Rodman didn't give a crap what happened to him.
Right,
and you have to have that. And Steph Curry has Draymond Green.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
He loves Jordan Poole, but Jordan Poole's not protecting him in a fight.
Exactly.
You've been listening to Happy Hour Sports with Steen and Scott. Hopefully you enjoyed it as much as we do having the radio show. You're listening to us on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM.
Here's a look at traffic on 101.3 and 1700.